Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ice Spice talks Lana and Taylor, the latest on Lisa, Jenny, and Karina. A girl power throwback from the Spice Girls. We sit down with Five Sauce's Luke Hemming and look at women in music honoree Pink Panthers' success. Happy Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News. It's no secret, it is the week of women in music, and we are giving out all the flowers. Let's kick things off with our interview with Ice. Ice Spice gets advice from Taylor Swift as she discusses Lana Del Rey and some other inspirations that may shock you. Billboard chatted with the princess. Let's dive in.
Karma takes all my friends to the summit.
Facts is that Taylor Swift and Ice Spice have been proven to be new besties. And Taylor is a good friend telling Ice, no matter what, just keep making music and everything's going to be fine. And it is. Ice scored 4 Billboard Hot 100 Top 10s in 2023, saying her favorite was Princess Diana with Nicki Minaj.
Calling my phone, but they know I don't answer. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana.
And she hit up the Super Bowl with Tay and Lana Del Rey, who is real inspo. Our Women in Music honoree talked about her favorite hitmakers. I would say Lana Del Rey, I'm obsessed with her. And I feel like all of her songs are hits, even the ones that aren't as big as the others. Rihanna too. I have both her and Del Rey's vinyls. Taylor Swift, of course Nicki Minaj, Drake, the list is long. And we can add you right to the top of our list, Ice Spice. Shocker, I love discussing K-pop, and we have so much news today I had to break it up. Here's 3 K things you should know today. Lisa of Blackpink is a Swiftie too. The Blackpink rapper showed off her trip to Singapore with a stop at the Eras Tour. She showed off her friendship bracelets and even posed with Taylor backstage posting. Had such a blast at the Eras Tour. Amazing performance, Taylor Swift. Not Lisa making me want to hop on a plane and see an Asian leg of the Eras Tour. 2 of my faves in one place, please, my wallet can't handle it. Her Blackpink sister Jenny was serving fashion over in Paris. She rocked a little black dress at Chanel's fall winter show. As a Chanel ambassador, Jenny's no stranger to donning the brand, especially to their various runway events. A new look from Jenny, we love to see it. A new song from Blackpink, you know we'd really love to hear it. But we'll wait, you know, just enjoy Fashion Week. And now on to aespa's Karina. She took to Instagram to apologize to her fans via a handwritten letter for surprising and disappointing them by not letting them know she was dating actor Lee Jae-woo. She posted in part, "I apologize for surprising you greatly, and I know very well how disappointed the Mys who have supported me up until now must be. And I also know that they are feeling upset while thinking back on the things we said to one another." While the apology is super sweet, I gotta ask, why are people pressed? If you're a real fan, give the girl some space to have a personal life. She'll share what she wants when she wants. We support you, Karina. Say you'll be there. Stop. The lady is a vamp. Okay, I'm just listing my favorite Spice Girl songs, because this next story is everything.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. No, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna.
Stop right now. Thank you very much, Spice Girls, for sharing this. The Spice Girls celebrate the 30th anniversary of Girl Power with a throwback audition video.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever.
How adorable and iconic. The girls of Spice posted that March 4th marks the 30th anniversary of the very first Spice Girls auditions. What started back in 1994 has turned into an amazing journey way beyond anything we could have ever imagined. Thank you to our fans for your support from day one. #friendshipneverends. never ever ends. The 30-second clip is cued to the group's signature 1996 debut hit, Wannabe, which spent 4 weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1997. Now the main question, when is the reunion? I got to see the four of them back in 2019, and now they keep teasing all five will be back. Just take our money already. And Rania got to sit down with Luke Hemmings, our friend from 5 Seconds of Summer. Check it out.
Well, the first album was very, it was in COVID, it was very like, you know, extenuating circumstances for everyone. Right. But I was sort of figuring out what the sound was at that point. And this upcoming project and a bunch of songs is very, am closer to what I think the project should be. I was experimenting all the time. That's kind of the point of it, you know, to have like a little playground to play in outside of what I know really well, which is the band. So the whole point is to experiment with different lyrics and sounds and emotions and all of that stuff. So it definitely is, it's, even though I said it was, you know, a frustrating way to work, it is very fun and it's like rewarding. And after COVID and all of that, you know, making the first album, it was, I fell in love with that process and the challenge of making stuff on my own. I was very nervous for it.
Yeah.
I've only played 2 shows.
One at the Fonda here in LA, that
yes,
was cool.
Yes, yes. Yeah, 2 shows at the Fonda, and it was very scary, it was very nerve-wracking. You know, like I said, I've only ever been in the band and played shows part of the band, so it was scary, but like I said, it was, when I was playing those shows, I still, after COVID and putting out the first album, I still was like internally like, you know, are people gonna like the songs? Are they gonna know them? Like, what's going on? And it was super emotional, you know, to hear all these things that I'd written in my house or, you know, wherever it was at the time.
For the full interview, head to billboard.com. And to keep our women in music train going, we take a look at the career of Pink Pantherist.
I have 2 singing voices, double-sided. I've got layers to me.
She's a hot artist and celebrated producer. That's why Pink Pantherist is Billboard's Producer of the Year honoree. And her chart history proves she is well-deserving of the title. This is Billboard Explains Pink Pantherist's impressive chart record. Pink Pantherist is a newcomer to the Billboard Hot 100, but she started off with a bang. Her collaboration with Ice Spice on Boy's a Liar Part 2 got her a number 3 spot on the chart in March 2023. She also co-produced the song, and its huge success helped her reach number 12 on the Hot 100 Producers chart that same month. She also has 2 albums on the Billboard 200 as an artist, To Hell With It, which peaked at number 73 in 2021, and Heaven Knows at number 61 in 2023. She has charted 4 songs on the Hot Rock and Alternative Songs chart, including Break It Off, which peaked at number 30, and Where You Are, alongside Willow, which got to number 22. Say, please tell me where you are. With her unique style and fun collaboration, she's earned her way into the Producer of the Year spotlight at this year's Billboard Women in Music.
Time for some tacos. Come back tomorrow as we keep prepping for our big day. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News.